بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم، لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم، والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Taraweeh in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exonerates Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the incident is known as the Ifk incident. Ifk in Arabic means slander. It was the sixth year after the Hijrat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they underwent an expedition which is known as Muraysir, or the Battle of Bani Mustariq. On the return, as they were coming back to Medina, they camped at a certain place for a little while. And prior to their departure again, the announcement was made that soon we'll be departing. Any person needs to relieve themselves or has any needs, they should finish off the needs as quick as possible, and the caravan will then depart again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is traveling with the Sahaba, and amongst them are some wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has also accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey. So she goes out to relieve herself, and the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, radiallahu anhunna, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with them, they used to sit in a box-like structure, which in Arabic is known as Hawdaj. It was covered with parda right around. So the Sahaba, when they would settle down, as a camel will bend down, come down, then they would help to remove this box, the structure, and put it onto the ground. They would go away, then Sayyidina Aisha or whichever wife was seated inside there, they would come out. So this Hawdaj was placed on the ground, so she comes out to go and relieve herself. And after she had relieved herself, and she was returning, she realized her necklace, which was very precious to her, it was lost. So she goes back in search of the necklace. Now remember, it is a jungle type of area. It's a forest. It's difficult to find the necklace so easily. So while she is searching desperately for this necklace, the Sahaba come back. They see this box-like structure, which is covered with parda. Thinking that she is already inside, they lift it and they place it on the camel's back. A question might arise, that couldn't they feel that nobody is sitting in there? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha later on explains herself that she was extremely thin and frail. Very, very thin indeed. So they could not make out the difference. And thinking that she was in there, they put this on the camel's back and they proceeded. When she comes back, she sees the Sahaba had departed. But Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, we have to understand, respected brothers and elders, she was an extremely, extremely intelligent woman. Memory phenomenal. Her piety, very, very high and great indeed. Every good quality she had, she was absolutely chaste, absolutely pure. So many ahadith she narrates. When Rasulullah left this world, great, great Sahaba would go behind the parda and ask her questions, ask her masail, which only she knew the answer for, because she lived in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were many masail pertaining husband and wife and women folk. So she knew the answers to these questions. And she was a very calm person. So when she came, she did not panic. She knew Rasulullah will go in front and see that she's not there. He'll send somebody back or he'll come back himself. So she was tired and she falls off asleep. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every expedition, he would have one sahabi coming right in the end to pick up any lost items his sahaba may have lost on the way. Hazrat Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala, another very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he comes to this area where the sahaba had camped, he sees a body, he sees a figure, and as he approaches, he recognizes that it was Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is all he says. When she hears Inna lillah, she awakens, and when she sees Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala'an, immediately she covers her face. The riwayat of Bukhari, فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ. I covered my face. This is also a dalil and proof for woman's hijab covering the face. Nonetheless, Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala does not say anything else. He does not even go near her. All he does, he goes to the camel, makes the camel kneel down. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mounts the camel herself. Safwan bin Mu'attal in front. There is no conversation, nothing. And he leads her towards Medina. It so happens, as they approach Medina Munawwara, the arch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hypocrite, the leader of the hypocrites, Rasul Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the one who left no stone unturned in harming Rasulullah. Every opportunity he found would mock at Rasulullah, ridicule him, and he saw this. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is being escorted by Safwan bin Mu'attal. Immediately he starts spreading the false rumor that ma'adallah, these two had some affair. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, young girl, she does not receive any news, nothing comes to her ears. She's absolutely innocent. She goes home and now people are circulating this rumor that ma'adallah, they had an affair. Rasulullah receives this news. Obviously, he becomes very, very perturbed. He's worried. That what if it is true? But he did not utter anything. He did not condemn Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He had to wait for divine wahi. He had to wait for wahi to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the meantime, as a human being, he was very, very worried. He was a human being. And this was his beloved wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. But obviously he is unable to be showing so much of love and affection that he used to. He was a bit perturbed and this big distress on his head. In the meantime, the rumor is circulating. Sayyidina Aisha is absolutely innocent, doesn't know anything was happening outside. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll just give you the gist of the whole incident. After a whole, it was plus minus a month, all this is carrying on, and he then goes to the Sahaba, and he says, who amongst you is prepared to sort out the person who is starting all these rumors about my wife? Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, from the Aus tribe, immediately he stands up. Ya Rasulullah, if this person who has started all these rumors, if he happens to be from our tribe, we will behead him. And if he is from the Khazraj tribe, then too, we will not spare his life. Now remember, the Aus and Khazraj tribes, before Rasulullah came to Medina, they were bitter enemies. They would be always fighting with one another. Rasulullah came and united the hearts. So when he said that, even if he's from the Khazraj tribe, we will not spare his life. So Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala, the leader of the Khazraj tribe, he woke up. And he became angry, thinking that Sa'd ibn Mu'az now may be hinting and indicating that perhaps the one who has started all this scandal and all this rumor is from our tribe. He says, Allah's qasam, that will never happen. So Usayb ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu wakes up, the cousin of Sa'd ibn Mu'az, and he says, it will definitely happen. And now there is some argument. And it is almost that they got into blows, and Rasulullah is trying to quieten them off. Finally, things settled there. And Rasulullah is extremely worried. Can you imagine? Tuhmat is made in the mother of the believers. Beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not an ordinary thing. Wahi is not coming down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as much as he would have liked, he could have just said, Aisha is innocent. You and I, if we were in that position, Allah save us. We all have done the same. And whose daughter she is? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The most beloved friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She comes from such a pure family. Rasulullah s.a.w. calls Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Tell me, what do you feel? What do you think of Aisha? Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu immediately says, Ya Rasulullah s.a.w. She is too pure, innocent. She could have never done such a thing. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu did not make any tuhmat on Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu. No. But obviously he was also concerned about Rasulullah s.a.w. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what you should do is, go and ask Barira, the servant of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, perhaps she may know some information and some weaknesses of Sayyidina Aisha, which we don't know. Nabi Kareem said, okay. He goes to Barira radiallahu anha. Barira was the khadima, the servant of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Nabi Kareem asked Barira, tell me, don't hide anything from me. Do you believe that I am the Nabi of Allah? Yes. Don't conceal anything. She says, definitely I won't conceal anything. Tell me the truth. What do you know about Aisha radiallahu anha? What are her weaknesses? She says, Ya Rasulullah. She is so innocent, so innocent. She is so pure, she is so naive, innocent. The only weakness I see in her, the poor little girl or the poor lady, she makes the road, she needs the dough. And before she can bake make the roti or the rolls or the bread, she falls off to sleep and the goat comes and eats up all the dough and goes away. That's the only weakness I see. Nabi Kareem feels content, or he gets some type of satisfaction, but still, he cannot pass any judgment in her favor. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is not feeling well. Still does not know anything, any rumors was carrying on about her. She goes out one day with the mother of Mistah. Mistah was the sahabi radiallahu anha. Ummu Mistah was also one of the attendants. So at night she had to go out of the house to relieve herself. The toilets never used to be inside the home. As they were going or as they were returning, this khadima, Ummu Mistah, she tripped. And she almost fell. So as that happened, she cursed her own son. She said, Ta'isa Mistah. May Mistah be cursed. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, why? How can you curse your son? What has he done? So Ummu Mistah says, oh Aisha, don't you know? Did he is spreading this rumor about you? And that's when the news is broken to her. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is gripped with such a fever. She feels so terrible, she goes back to the house of Rasulullah ﷺ. And she seeks permission. Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, I wish to go to my parents' house. Nabi Kareem ﷺ gives the permission. She goes there to try and confide in Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, her father and her mother. And she goes to her parents' home. Obviously they are very concerned. And she begins to cry. And cry and cry. The entire night she is crying. The entire night she is crying. They also feeling very, very afraid, apprehensive, worried. What is happening now? But they are also silent, they cannot say anything. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would come, make salam to her. Then on one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes there. He sits down near her. He says, "Oh Aisha, listen. If you have made a mistake, all you got to do is make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will forgive you. But if you are innocent, then wait for Allah ta'ala to mention something." Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ulama say, she gave such a brilliant answer. She looks at her parents. And first she had asked them to respond to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala could not. He said, "What can I say?" She looked at her mother, "What can I say?" Then she says, "If I have to tell you, and just to make you happy, if I have to say yes, that I did something wrong, you would believe me. But if I had to say no, I am absolutely innocent, you will not believe me. The only thing I can say now is what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his brothers, 'Fasabrun jameel.'" And then she takes leave. And she goes to her bed. And she begins to cry. Hardly any time had gone by. And suddenly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahi started coming to him. And when wahi would come, you would see drops of perspiration like beads, you know, flowing down his cheeks. For some time, Muslim was silent and wahi was coming down. These same verses, 10 verses of Surah Nur, exonerating Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, declaring her absolute purity and innocence. And the moment this wahi came down and finished, he said, "Abshiri ya Aisha. Oh Aisha, glad tidings for you, glad tidings. Allah has declared your innocence." So the mother immediately tells Sayyidina Aisha, "Go and congratulate Rasulullah." She said, "No, I will thank my Allah first. It's my Allah who has deemed me innocent and declared my innocence." Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi. This poor bird is parishan. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned a very beautiful point. He says that when it came to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, innocence, you know the whole incident, Zulaikha tried to entice him, and she had locked all the doors of the chambers, and finally as he is coming towards the doors which are locked, Allah Ta'ala opened all those doors. And when the king later on had summoned them, then there was a little baby that was present in the cradle, in the room, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدُ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا, that bore witness in favor of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and deemed and declared his innocence. This baby spoke that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is bari, free. So they say, for the barat of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala used a sabi. Sabi means a child. When he came to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, we discussed the other night, when people said that, "Who's this child? How can, you were not married, how did you bear this child?" So to explain her innocence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Nabi. Which Nabi? Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. "Qala inni abdullah." So for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah used a sabi. For Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah used a Nabi. For Sayyidina Aisha, Allah did not use a sabi, nor a Nabi. Allah himself declared her innocence. And Allah said, 10 verses, a long explanation to these verses. And those few sahaba, and the rest were munafiqeen, hypocrites, who got involved in the scandal, in this, circulating this rumor, they were flogged. They were given 80 lashes. And of course, they made sincere tawbah. These sahaba made sincere tawbah, and Allah forgave them. They made a mistake. The lesson for us, these are lessons for all of us. that we should not get involved in circulating rumors. Today with the cell phone and social media, it is so common. Without verifying anything, before we even verify, we see that message and we pass it on. And after 2 or 3 days, we say, sorry, that message was incorrect. Now, how much of harm you have caused to an innocent person? We just see two people walking together and immediately what comes to our mind? These people are having an affair. Rasulullah was making i'tikaf. And one of his wives come in the night and she needed to see him for some work. She was standing outside the door. Two sahaba were going past at that time. And when they saw Rasulullah talking to this woman who they did not know who it was, so they pretended as though they did not see and they started walking faster. Nabiya Karim called him. He said, come here. You see this woman? This is my wife. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we didn't think evil of you. He says, yes, I know that. But inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majra dam. Like how blood flows in the body, shaitana also flows in the body and he causes insinuations, whisperings. So this is shaitan. And unfortunately, this is a scourge of society without verifying. In fact, we don't have to get involved in somebody else's problems. We have become such, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. We see this every day. And we also become involved, Allah protect us, Allah protect our zuban. Allah protect our thoughts. We frequent the masjid, we sit in gatherings of ulama and mashayikh and we read Quran and hadith and mashallah. So much of good work we do in ibadat. But this is something women and men are very heavily involved in. Just passing on rumors. What if that person, yes, made a mistake and made sincere tawbah? What right did you have to go and talk bad about some person? What right did you have to even suspect somebody of something and have evil suspicion? To have an evil suspicion of some person, you're going to get guna for it. Rather you have some good thoughts of your Muslim brother and sister, you get sawab for it. Think good of the Muslim ummah. Make some good excuse and cover up for the person. If you hide the fault of your Muslim brother or sister in dunya, Allah will hide your faults on the day of qiyamah. Man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat in the month of Ramadan, especially amlik alayka lisanak. Control your zuban. There is no need for us to get involved in other people's stories. And we wait for it. And where is the focal point where we get all our news? In the masjid. What do we ask? What's new? What's happening? What's happening in town? You heard? The person didn't hear anything. And now you have become instrumental in him now getting involved in this whole scandal and rumor. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Let us worry about ourselves and cleansing our hearts first. Instead of looking for faults of other people, we have got so many things to worry about our own selves. We've got so much of work to do on our own selves. We don't even have time to look at and point a finger at somebody else. There are innocent women in this world and innocent people who have become victims of other people pointing a finger at them and they were innocent. Rumors spread. It was difficult for the poor woman to stand up and explain to the people in society. And we see rumors just spread and years go by and then we come to know the reality when it is too late. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.